The song
is it a Belle Biv DeVoe song?
Yes. It's a deep cut. It's called Above the Rim. It's the way you used to play it back in the day.
That was one of my favorite movies.
Above the Rim, Above the
Rim.
Well,
the song's called From the Back.
Oh, wait, I thought this was Above the Rim. Same album.
The soundtrack.
Same album.
Yeah, same great soundtrack.
Yeah, I actually don't think we're allowed to play this by the FCC on the air. It's a little suggestive. But it is Valentine's Day, so what the heck? Go ahead.
So here you go, ladies.
Speaking of ladies, nothing wrong with taking a fine lady to go enjoy one of the over 150 different blends of fine cigars. The owner, Michael Pease, he just got back from Nicaragua, okay? And he saw how those things were hand-rolled, my friend. Hand-rolled. Great drink menu. And a drink menu, too. Imports, cognacs, mixed drinks, cocktails, quality liquor, wine, and beer. If you're not a cigar smoker, don't fret. You can still relax, hang out, talk to your friends, co-workers. You can even reserve a private room for your special event. It's Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street. That's just steps away from the Statehouse Convention Center. It is the newest, coolest place in the world.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
you didn't know that?
No. Let me get Chris in here real quick, and then we're going to do the Zone Rewind. Chris?
Hey, Chris. I'm sorry. I mean,
you're Chris. I'm Justin.
Yes, I'm Chris.
Who's on first?
Listen, Terry, years ago whenever you were calling, and I know I'm biased, but this is one of the best calls I ever heard.
Chris, I will say this. Terry's not here right now, but I do want to hear the story anyway.
Oh, man. Well, I guess my point is moot. Welcome back, shooter.
Well done. All right, let's go.
Now it's time
rewind.
To look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
The Zone Rewind today brought to you by Ava Bella Day Spa. And if you have not done your shopping yet, shame on you. And if you're getting down to the wire and you're stuck in the office and you got to get her something and you want to get her something good, this is something that will only cost you $100. You can print it off of your computer, stick it in a card you can pick up on the way home, and put a big smile on her face. Or if you're dating a guy like Michael Sam, you can put a big smile on his face.
Oh, my God.
Ava Bella Day Spa, my friend. You. Valentine's Day special. A signature facial and a manicure for only $100. And a gift from them means no last-minute dash to the drugstore for a Pixover box of chocolates. Although you might want to grab a card while you're in there and then stick your gift certificate inside there. You can call them if you're old school at 954-8888. Better yet, though, just go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com. Print off your Valentine's Day special. It's only $100. And you know what? You can pick and choose if you prefer to go a different route. They do have hot stone massages, body treatments, waxing, clinical treatments, even eyelash extensions and makeup for a guy like us.
Oh, I'd love to try that.
It's getting outside the box, my man. Anyway, that's AvaBellaDaySpa.com. All right. Speaking of Michael Sam, he was all the talk this week, and he says that all that matters is the way he plays the game. That's all that should matter.
If I work hard, if I make plays, that's all that should matter. Can he help us win games? Is he a team player? That's all that should matter, in which I like to see myself as that. I am a team player. I can make plays. I can help teams win games, and that's all that should matter.
It's all that should matter. Is it all that does matter? We're going to find out on draft day. I'll get back to you on that. Yes, sir? Okay. The other big story of the week, of course, was Marcus Smart going into the stands and pushing a guy who deserved to be punched in the face. So I would say that the idiot fan got off easy, and I would also say that Marcus Smart probably went a little too far, too. Guy didn't get what he deserved.
I just want to come out here and say to the fan whose name is Jeff Orr, I want to apologize to him, you know, and I want to apologize to my teammates, my coach and staff, Coach Ford, my family, Oklahoma State University.
The only problem with that apology is he
apologized to us,
to the fan. He should have apologized to his fans, his family, even the other folks at Texas Tech, but not that loser. Travis Ford sticking up for his player.
You know, Marcus is a young man that has been in the public eye for quite a bit. And I think we would all agree for the highest percentage of the time, he has conducted himself as a tremendous young man. But he made a mistake.
He did.
Yeah,
Matt, I'm going to package the Michael Sam stuff together here. So we're going to late night, obviously. They were talking about it all through the week. Conan O'Brien on Michael Sam's announcement that he was gay.
Hey, groundbreaking news in the NFL. A top NFL prospect has announced that he is gay. Yeah. Yeah. Then someone explained to him that having a crush on Tom Brady doesn't make you gay. 'Cause I'm right there with it. Hey.
It makes you American.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pat and I both breathed a sigh of relief after that one. Jimmy Kimmel on the same topic.
Some big football news. A highly touted defensive lineman from the University of Missouri, a kid named Michael Sam, he's expected to be drafted by an NFL team in May, came out of the closet. He told the ESPN he's gay. My wife actually got a CNN breaking news alert on her sent to her phone about this. It seemed breaking news. Some guy you never heard of is gay. He will be the first openly gay player to enter the NFL draft. Most experts believe that this revelation is going to drop Sam from the third round of the draft to the fifth or sixth round, even though he was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, because a lot of players say they don't want to play with a gay teammate, which makes sense because, you know, as you know, if you're tackled by a gay person, there's a chance you yourself will become gay. It's like getting bitten by a werewolf or something. Isn't that nuts? Here's the thing. Football is a sport in which men in very tight pants run around piling on top of each other. I think football players should have to come out as straight. But best wishes to Michael Sam on this.
Good point. We also talked to Joe Waljasper, who writes for the Columbia Daily Tribune, a guy who covers Missouri football very closely. We asked him about the Michael Sam story and whether or not he was surprised by the announcement this week.
Yeah, I think everybody who covered the team fairly closely knew probably. I think I heard about it in September, and I think pretty much that was the case with all the beat writers. So it was something that we knew about, but really, if you didn't want to talk about it, then to me it wasn't a story. It wasn't something where you would want to out a kid who wasn't ready to talk about it himself. So we just kind of left it alone. Now, the other side of it is that he really didn't do interviews all the whole regular season. His previous 3 years, he would, you know, if you requested him, he'd show up and talk. But this year, he didn't. So there really wasn't a lot of opportunity to talk to him, even if you wanted to bring that topic up. It was not really a big secret. I mean, I think some fans knew, too. I talked to some during the season who knew. He didn't try to hide it that much. I know he went to gay bars in town, and a lot of his teammates knew even before he officially said it in August. So he never really was making an attempt to make it a secret. He just didn't come out and say it until August.
There you go. Pat, you also didn't do interviews your senior year. Coincidence? Maybe. Let's see what else we got here. Couple of great game winners this week. One from the college ranks with Tyler Ennis from Syracuse. One from LeBron James. Who's he play for?
LeBron James.
Here a couple of game winners from earlier this week.
Is that right?
Couple of dribbles at midcourt. Eyes on the timer. 40-footer for Ennis.
He got it!
Perfection in Pittsburgh. The yards in front of the paint. They're going to look at the clock. Jim Boeheim says it's good, and we're going to 24-0.
Hello, Tyler Ennis.
And that was the only thing I was going for. I was going for the win the whole time. And I just wanted to make sure either I made it and there was no time left, or I missed it, there was no time left. And that was just my only mindset. And, you know, it was a big shot.
Sorry, wrong LeBron cut.
That's okay, bud. We'll forgive you.
Oh, we don't have the highlight? Okay.
Well, I cleared it off the page, so.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's okay. Guess what? LeBron hit another game winner this week. Big deal. Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, who thought he was going to not hit a big winner, huh?
And then we also had Rob Smith in the zone. We talked to him this week about developing defense. Arkansas certainly needs to take some steps in the right direction this year. So we'll just play that one, and then we'll wrap with the best clip of the week. By far, not close.
Without question. I mean, when you talk about great, great, great college football, it starts in the Southeastern Conference. And, you know, I'm excited to kind of to pull all the things that, you know, from a lot of great teachers that I've been around and kind of put that philosophy together. I'm excited to work. I think we've, you know, Brett's done a great job of assembling a phenomenal defensive staff, and I'm anxious to work with them as we start to build and kind of put our package together, and we can get a chance to kind of put our stamp on the defense here at Arkansas.
All right, that was Rob Smith. He's got a lot of work to do, certainly, at Arkansas. It's Rob with two Bs, my man, two Bs.
Yeah, I really wish we asked him that.
I wish I would have, too. And last but not least, something that was alluded to heavily in the Matty T Minute, Samuel L. Jackson, an interview with a TV station in Los Angeles about RoboCop, which he is a star of. A little confusion there led to a pretty funny moment.
I like this. I tell you what, working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. Oh, I know that. God. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
Father, you're exactly
we may be
right.
All black and famous.
You
but
are
we all
guilty.
Don't look alike.
I am guilty.
Next question.
He thought you were Bob Dylan.
Right.
You're the entertainment reporter.
I know.
You're the entertainment reporter for this station.
Flog.
And you don't know the difference between me and Lawrence Fishburne.
My mistake. I apologize. Really, my big mistake. Let's talk about.
That must be a very short line for your job.
I'll say it. No. It probably would not be hard to get another person to sit right here. Let's talk about RoboCop.
Oh, hell no.
Really? Really?
I apologize.
I'm the other guy.
I'm the other guy.
Okay.
What's in your wallet?
Jeez.
What's in your wallet?
That's pretty funny. What a week, huh?
Lawrence Fishburne is great in RoboCop, though.
I can't believe we were able to fit it all in.
Take your word for it.
Segment.
Final segment brought to you in part by Landers Ford in Benton. Again, I told you before, you're rolling through Benton, Arkansas on the way down here to Hot Springs this weekend, so come get you some, for goodness sakes. Hey, you like CRVs, you like RAV4s, you like Rogues, and love the Ford Escape. Like the Prius, the Civic, the Sentra, you love the Ford Focus and the Ford C-Max. And again, the F-150, the official truck of the Arkansas Razorbacks, also available in large numbers at Landers Ford in Benton. It's convenient, and you can take advantage of the deals they have on the number one selling truck in all of America. Make the switch today. At Landers Ford in Benton, 501-316-4700 or online at Landers.com. This weekend, Hogs at 3:30 on Saturday, fifth quarter to follow. Hog baseball is today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Today it's on 106.7. They did move the game back a little bit. It's a 4 o'clock start, so pregame at 3:30. Saturday and Sunday it'll be on the buzz.
Okay, everyone's always asking.